everybody, to the LifeCast. I'm your host, Deanna Manassian, here with, starting to my right, Adam, Pat,
hi,
Colin,
yo,
Sydney,
hello,
and Ricky.
Hi.
And we are all part of the LifeCast. We all write for it. Except for Pat. Pat's
Sorry.
More of our tech dude.
Shit.
I wrote one article.
So what's going on, everybody?
Well,
nothing in gaming news recently. Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Devil May Cry 5 was not announced, so therefore nothing has happened for me.
Okay. The new Wolfenstein game also wasn't announced, so nothing fucking happened for me.
Don't even rub that in.
Right?
I was so pumped for that.
Yeah, me too. Did you see? Like, when I posted it, I'm like, Jesus Christ, this conference fucking sucked.
I was in a Google Hangout with my buddy, because we're writing another comic together and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, shit, I forgot about the Bethesda conference. I'm like, oh, I'll just look at, like, random Twitter updates. And there's a rumor, a new Wolfenstein supposed to be announced, and I'm just like,
I was so excited.
Yeah, and then I was like, oh, no Wolfenstein. I'm like, well, Bethesda, you just lost.
Yep.
Yep. There's a Doom expansion, though.
A multiplayer.
There's a Doom trial.
Oh, Doom.
Do people even like the multiplayer for Doom?
I merely tolerated it.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds about what everybody says about it. Yeah.
But Doom, like,
such a solid game.
It's 7.5 hours, but it doesn't need to be any longer.
Yeah.
It was so good.
I was kind of surprised it did as well as it did.
Mm-hmm.
When it gets down to like $20, I'll probably buy it.
I think Bethesda is also surprised.
It's about worth that much.
Yeah,
it's because it's just so short.
Yeah,
that's
my
only complaint. But like, it's just so.
It's too short to warrant.
It's too short, and there's not enough metal, as far as I'm concerned.
There's lots of stuff though.
Does it have cowbell though?
Metal.
No, it doesn't need cowbell.
Everything needs
cowbell.
Well,
the big thing with the original Doom soundtrack was that all the songs were like famous metal songs.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Makes
I know
sense.
That.
Mm-hmm. Like the first level is Master of Puppets by Metallica. It's an MIDI version, and this is before Metallica became like, I'm going to sue everyone for no reason.
Okay.
So this is when they were cool, and it was cool to like Metallica.
Before it was edgy to like Metallica, and then mocked to be edgy
Metallica. And then edgy to mock. It just became mocked.
Down the rabbit hole we go.
Detroit Mock City.
Oh, can I say how disappointed I was last night when Detroit came on?
Really?
You were disappointed that Detroit came on. So in case you didn't get it, we're talking about the Sony conference for the most part right now.
I wasn't disappointed until after the event. I saw the Detroit trailer. I was hooked instantly. I loved it. And then I was turning to my friend. I'm like, oh, this looks amazing. And then David Cage came out. I'm like, God damn it. Why is he involved?
No.
At least said Quantum Dream right in the front. What the fuck did you expect?
Sorry,
I didn't see that part. I walked in after that.
I mean, say what you will.
I'm so upset.
Say what you will about David Cage, but you know him. Guys like him, guys like Suda51 or Suda51, however you want to pronounce it.
Whatever you want to say.
Really?
I'm just gonna call him Goichi Suda because that's his real name.
Mr. Suda Fed.
No, just Mr. Suda. Total snob cred right there. Like Hideo Kojima to an extent. Like they're kind of like the last like
to an extent now.
they're kind of like the last auteurs of gaming. Like they have a very unique like creative style. It's very much style over substance.
Yeah.
And when I see David Cage coming out,
the auteurs of video games.
When I see David Cage coming out, regardless of what the end result is, I'm always going to be interested to see what he's going to bring. Like I was super high on Beyond Two Souls. Not because Kitty Pryde was in it, but because it just looked like a good game.
And then you played it.
I played the demo and I was instantly hooked. I'm not even kidding. I was very excited for that game, and then I played the full game and I was like, no.
Yep.
Oh, and it's pronounced Aiden, not Aiden.
Aiden. Yep. No, it's pronounced Ong.
It's pronounced Ong.
If you can't tell, I'm making my angry video game nerd face.
I can't frown. I can't do that.
That's my phone.
Can't believe you would do this.
You are a disappointment to everyone and everything around you.
I think Detroit looks absolutely fantastic.
Oh no, I'm still gonna play it.
I'm just
a little bit like heartbroken. I'm like, I'm gonna play it, but I'm not gonna be happy about it.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I think David Cage is fine. Like, sure.
I just detest him as a human being.
You detest him as a human being?
What did he ever do to you?
Just from the rumors of what he did to Ellen, of what is supposedly that he did to Ellen Page.
Okay.
So it's your Michael Bay, Megan Fox situation?
Yeah.
Okay, here's the thing. Like, French filmmakers are known for doing that, though. Like, I'm not saying it's okay. I'm not saying it's okay at all.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we're not French.
But I mean, like, unfortunately, that's
just
how some
of them are.
And, like, it sucks. It really does.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's, yeah.
Plus, no one hurts Petey Pride and gets away with it, as far as I'm concerned.
My Lord Elephant. She's great. I was a little bit okay with the fact that they're making a new God of War. I'm really okay with the fact
they're making a new God of War.
Just because it's very different.
Yeah, I like the direction they're going.
No, go ahead, Colin.
No, you can go.
My only thing was, I was glad that they're not, like, drenching, like twisting the metaphorical wet towel that is, like, with the Greek pantheon any more than they did. Because they were really, really scraping the bottom of the barrel by the time of, like, Ascension. So now I'm glad they're focusing on Norse. Or what?
Yeah, it is.
I would say three, and, like, that's the thing that confuses me. They got a lot of explaining to do why it's Norse mythology all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and also why...
I'm not saying it's a bad idea. It's cool. Like, I'm all for it. I'm all for this change, but come up with a new character. You know, there's plenty of, like, cool shit in Norse mythology that you can use. You know, do something new. Like, Kratos' story is over, guys. Like, let's get over that.
I thought it ended perfectly.
No. Ended perfectly fine. Like, I like Kratos as a character because I genuinely like God of War, unironically. I own the collection. But it's like, let that character move on. Like, there's so much stuff you can do with Norse mythology, you know?
Mm. From the look of him in the trailer, though, he seems a lot less, like, rage crazy and seems more...
Yeah.
More toned down.
Yeah, more toned down, more supportive of the kid. Yes.
Because he's a dad now.
He's a dad now. That's what having kids do.
He's like...
Have you seen Ice Cube? Like, Ice Cube has a kid, and all of a sudden, like...
Ice Cube does not have a kid. Ice Cube has a mini-me.
He has a mini-me.
Yo, that awkward moment when Ice Cube's son looks more like Ice Cube than Ice Cube.
I know.
It's ridiculous.
Right?
Oh, my gosh.
Like, Ice Cube had a kid, and suddenly he's no longer part of NWA.
No, NWA was reformed after him, Jason Mitchell, and... You know what's funny? Is like, they're the only two actors in that movie that look like their actual counterparts.
Yeah.
You know, I still don't see that.
The guy who played MC
Neither
Ren.
Neither have I.
The guy who played MC Ren looks nothing like MC Ren. But that's okay, because MC Ren's irrelevant. So. I guess, when that movie came out, he went on this giant Twitter tirade.
Really?
Yeah. Like, but it wasn't even like a cool, angry Twitter tirade. It was like a 13-year-old using Twitter for the first time.
Oh, that's sad.
It's like, your credibility was already at zero, MC Ren. Stop.
Quit digging the hole, man.
Should we start from the top? Are we doing E3?
Yeah.
The whole thing?
Of the shebang.
I got the lists.
Do it.
And he's checking it twice.
Well, actually, I haven't checked them at all. Like, I could scroll down a little bit and I might just say nothing.
If that's the case, I'll blame GameSpot.
I'd love to see you as Santa just being like, well, got a list here. I'm going to give all these fuckers coal.
Right, I'll get coal.
Angry, sassy Santa.
And I'll get Waluigi Amiibos because fuck you all.
So, sure. when we all remake Bad Santa.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm giving up Waluigi Amiibos for everybody.
Unfortunately,
I
will never give myself.
I really hope you give yourself
like,
a Waluigi Amiibo.
Cole would be better than receiving
Waluigi Amiibo. No, Cole is useful.
It's true. No, that's why I'm saying it'd be better than receiving Waluigi Amiibo.
Why I'm saying Cole would be worse.
Cole would be worse.
Why you don't collect things to use?
No, because parsley is fine. Parsley is a spice. Kale has no purpose except to taste gross.
Kale is great.
No, it's not.
Kale's okay.
Have you seen every like Eat Healthy article ever? They say kale's amazing.
I don't care. It tastes nasty.
Kale must have had some badly prepared kale then.
Kale and burger should not be in the same sentence.
No, kale burgers aren't that
you get
bad.
Kale, I don't think kale.
Yeah, I like turkey burgers a lot.
Turkey burgers are infinitely better than regular burgers.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
They don't make me feel like a piece of shit after eating.
And you can. There's so much you can do with it.
Yeah.
And not feel like that.
Yep.
That's great.
Just don't dry them out.
Obviously. Yeah, or like crumbly. I've had so many crumbly turkey burgers, but
I've
still love them.
I've never had the crumbly issue.
I'm trying to find another Ask meme. I didn't prepare because we didn't have any questions this time around.
No.
If you would like,
actually, I have kind of a discussion question.
Oh, okay.
We'll
save it for after, but this is just for.
That's fine.
We can marinate on it for a while.
Okay.
We can let it marinate.
Let it sit.
We were talking about food earlier, so hey. Since there's a new Spider-Man game, and it's not Spider-Man, it's Spider-Man, because there's no hyphen, so it's Spider-Man.
I'm going to see if they fix
Spider-Man.
Keep going.
Yeah. So, Spider-Man. You know, there's new Spider-Man game. You know, this time. Probably going to be a new Batman. There's a new Batman game coming out. I never noticed that they're...
The VR, they are like, VR mission.
Yeah. Well, and the Telltale game.
Yeah, but I thought they didn't show that.
I forgot that existed.
But notice that like they're the two comic book characters, the two superheroes that get like the most games, like the most covers, the biggest budgets, the biggest studios.
Because they've been done right in the past.
Here's the thing though, like my question is, what superhero or comic book character would you guys like to see get that kind of treatment in a video game? And why?
Okay.
Oh.
Superman, because he's cool as fuck.
Iron Man.
Yeah. Flash.
A really good Iron Man game. I feel like that there's so many possibilities. You could up the ante so much. Like there's so much like skill progression, like trees, branch. What do you want to do? Yeah. What kind of Iron Man do you want to be?
There's actually
interesting stories.
Okay.
If you ever want to emulate it, it's Game Boy Advance exclusive. It's just called the Invincible Iron Man. It's basically Mega Man but with Iron Man.
Okay. Before we get into that, that's our end of podcast discussion.
Okay.
E3 stuff.
Okay.
Lay it on us.
I picked the stuff from the three conferences that kind of mattered.
Those conferences.
I have stuff from the Bethesda one, I have stuff from the Microsoft one, and I have stuff from the Sony one.
Okay, and we can talk a little bit about Nintendo.
Yeah.
Which is happening as we record this podcast.
I'll keep a Twitch tab open, see what's going on. Cool. We'll do a live check-in every Zelda. Few minutes.
Zelda. Spoiler, it's going to be Zelda.
Oh, they're talking.
And I won myself a sweet $20 this year. I'll get into that later.
What?
I had a bet about the E3 Nintendo, and I won.
What was it?
Was it that it was going to be boring as shit?
No. So I had a bet with my friend, I think it was last summer, or sometime around there. He said, the NX will be announced next E3, and will be available holiday 2016. And I thought, that can't happen. It's like way too soon, like for the Wii U. But then, like, more and more screens came out, more and more rumors of NX. I'm like, oh, my Lord, I'm going to lose this money.
Yeah.
And then, like, the whole Treehouse thing was out. So I'm like, I won.
You won?
I did it.
It's coming out in March, so you won both sides.
I won both sides of it.
Yeah.
Do we know if it's going to be Wii U backwards compatible?
We don't know anything about it yet. Like, cool. The only thing they said is, like,
all we know
Zelda's
is
on it, and it's coming out in March.
There's that. I kind of had a similar thing with you, because I have a friend who always needs to be right. No matter how much. He's like,
I feel like I am that friend.
No. You're far from this person. We'll just call him Aquains at this point.
Damn.
For a second, I thought that was his actual name.
Breaking up friendships live.
Yeah, dude. Aquains.
Aquains Johnson. I didn't know we were playing Shadowrun.
I was going to say, what is he, an 1820s riverboat gambler? I'm Aquains Johnson, say yes, here.
Aquains Jones.
Anyway, he's like, Colin, so did you hear about the NX? I was like, no, wow, what's up? He goes, they might be going back to cartridges. I'm like, where'd you read that? Reddit?
Oh.
I was like, oh, okay. And I rolled my eyes, and I was like, dude, it's a rumor every year that someone's going to go back to cartridges.
Yep.
Like, you're going to be wrong with this one. He's like, no, I'm not. It was on Reddit. I'm like,
I have a good feel. I have what they never had, a good feel.
All right.
We'll start off with Bethesda.
Let's go right in alphabetical order.
Actually, it goes alphabetical order. And chronological. It just happens to work like that.
See?
Yeah.
I know what I'm about.
Yeah. Well, I can't do the
games. I actually did know it was chronological and alphabetical.
Me. Look at that. So
1820s riverboat gamblers. Dandy May, Aquains Johnson here.
So let's start with Dishonored 2, which was their main thing of the whole conference.
I'm really excited.
Yeah, they had their trailer, and then they had like the big gameplay thing at the end of it.
You still play as Emily?
You can pick as Corvo or Emily.
You get two different perspectives.
You get two different like sets of.
You look unsure about that.
Corvo has...
Why couldn't they just make it Emily?
Because Corvo's awesome.
Yeah.
Corvo's Hobo Skeletor.
You get two different...
It's literally his entire character.
It only makes sense that his daughter is just as badass, if not more.
Yeah. I don't know. It's
Corvo wasn't that interesting of a character to begin with.
No, Corvo sucks, but I think it might also be a thing of... This was the main character of the first game, and they didn't want to completely ditch him.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Or they didn't want to have, like, he died in between games kind of, like, thing. Which
I can understand why they did it. Doesn't mean I'm going to be happy with it. I can piss and moan all I want. It's not going to change anything.
Of, like, how Emily came to be his daughter.
Yeah.
There's a lot... There's, like... By the fact that
but
he's...
But you can almost get a
so is it
going to
be, like, a Witcher thing?
That's
no.
True.
You can choose.
Okay.
Like, but I believe, there's room to grow from.
Yeah.
That's very true.
And with him not being the main character, there's more room for him to grow.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think you can pick from the beginning if you want to play as Corvo or Emily. I don't think they're doing like a Witcher thing where it's like dual character thing, where it goes back and forth. And they're giving them both different power sets. Like, Corvo has all of his abilities that he had in the first game. And Emily, like, they're heavily leaning into, like, hey, you should probably play as Emily, because we're giving her all these cool, fantastic moves and powers. Like, you should probably play as her.
Are they focusing on more stealth gameplay with her?
Definitely.
Okay. Because I know a problem with Dishonored was you could do stealth, but you could only use, like, 3 powers.
Yeah.
Like, without killing
stealth,
anyone.
Yeah. They made it very, like, they twisted your arm a lot to do stealth.
Yeah. But, like, plus the stealth mechanics felt kind of broken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's something I'd like to see fixed. Yeah.
Like they're definitely fixing a lot of that. Like, there's this one item that they showed off in the demo where Emily has this thing where she just put in front of her and she can, like, split in between, like, time.
Did you just crack your neck?
Yeah.
Lord, that was
loud. I'm sorry.
Was that, like, all 7 vertebrae?
Maybe.
Damn. Maybe that was impressive.
Damn, man.
Anyway.
So she can, like, split in between 2 different instances of time. So she has, like, the screen in front of her where she can look at the present and, like, or look at where the objective is and also travel through the other instance of time.
And her actual powers didn't work in that building.
Yeah, so you can just kind of, like, sneak through that way. It's probably not a full game thing because that would be pretty busted.
It was just mansion.
Yeah, it seemed like a specific thing for that. But, yeah, they're definitely focusing a lot more on stealth. They have a lot of, like, instead of just blinks, they have a lot of, like, blink to cover kind of things, so you can, like, get from cover to cover.
This is good news in light of Nintendo's fuck up with making Link or, like, Zelda not the main character of the new Legend of Zelda. Yeah. I'm not upset.
Her name's in the title. Finally, make her a main character for once.
Yeah, like, their justification was literally, "What would Link be doing?" So we can't do it.
Where's Link?
He can take a rest for once. Like,
yeah, he could be like,
he can get a day off.
He could be making a smoothie for all I care. Give me Zelda as a main character.
He's too busy baking pops.
Like, literally, I don't want to get fully right now.
So she just made a joke that I think would be really funny. Like, Zelda should have been the main character, and Link should have ran like a pottery shop.
But, like,
that would have been a freaking
retired Link.
He's got a beard. He's got a beard like Kratos.
Yeah.
Link is like a nobody.
He's like a blank slate. He's like Commander Shepard.
He doesn't need to be doing anything.
He's got courage.
Yeah, and a lot of people have courage. He also has stupidity, because who would leave their comfy, like, forest home to go fight
someone
anything?
With a noble heart?
Someone with a noble heart and no pants on. It's weird.
Certainly not me.
They go together.
You have a noble
heart.
You must
lose your
trousers.
Some people are courageous, other people are smart.
Okay.
And some are pantsless.
I am both. The joke is I'm wearing leggings today, not pants.
I'm not wearing pants, I'm wearing shorts.
I'm also wearing leggings.
I'm wearing cargo shorts because it's still 1999 in my mind.
Pat, would you like to share what pants you're wearing?
Pat is wearing some jeans that are like, they're not
but
quite
not
dark
the hoodie.
Blue, but they're like medium.
Not wearing my hoodie, no.
Like, he also got a fresh haircut.
Who are you wearing?
Who are you wearing? You got a fresh buzz cut?
Yes.
Wearing a
nice whiffle.
A whiffle. My gosh.
Anyway, boys regular.
And then after that, they're talking about Prey, which we predicted. We predicted Prey.
Did we?
Yeah, I think. I don't know if I wanted to say Prey, but I did want to say Prey.
Okay, you can have that. I trust you. Maybe we did mention it. It's been a couple of podcasts.
I don't know if we actually.
No, wait. It was literally last podcast.
Yes, it was.
I don't do many things, and yet I'm confused.
Weren't we like 4 or 5
couple days?
Or some shit?
I don't remember.
Hmm? It's been a couple days.
It's been a week.
Yeah, a couple days. You know.
7.
They announced Prey.
Okay.
Does
that look exciting?
It was just like a kind of a trailer. It wasn't really anything else.
Okay.
I
like trailers.
They announced the Fallout DLC, the next 3 expansions, like 2 small ones, and then the big Nuka World one. They announced Fallout VR.
You mentioned something about being excited for the, not Fallout VR, but for the expansion, Nuka World. Coming off of the fact that you didn't like
Far Harbor. I hated Far Harbor. I don't think I actually said anything about being excited for it.
Really?
You didn't?
Yeah.
No, you said you, like, it was something maybe you liked the setting a little better, because it felt closer to home. I don't know. Is that just me?
That might be just you. I don't remember saying any of those words.
Okay.
I just realized you're wearing Gucci glasses. That's awesome.
They looked cool, so I got them.
Adam travels in style.
I travel in style.
Dude, did I ever tell you when I got my new glasses because they're Nike? And I, one of the kids I worked with was like, he was like, oh, are those Nike? I'm like, what?
No, they're Nikkei. I mean,
are they Nikkei? No. So straight up, those Nike. I was like, what?
Yeah, man, they're Nike. Look.
Which is what I thought he was trying to make a joke. I was like, you mean Nike? He goes, yeah, Nike.
No.
I was like, oh, this stop is... And I'm like, what do you mean?
I didn't take 2 semesters of ancient Greek to hear this.
Nike. Exactly. He goes, I've always called it Nike. I was like,
why?
Who calls it Nike?
You've always been wrong.
Who calls it that?
Something we have to face. Like, sometimes we just realize we're fucking wrong.
Like, when I realize Ghirardelli is not the way you pronounce it.
No, it's Ghirardelli.
I also thought it was Ghirardelli for a while, too.
I just knew.
Jif
is peanut butter.
No. Jif. I love Jif peanut butter. It's not as good as
Skippy,
but it's okay.
I don't fucking care. I'm the English major here. It's Jif.
It's Yif.
Please, no Yif. Get out of here, you furry.
It's Yif, I promise.
No, Yif is something different.
What do you mean?
You're too deep.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
It's different.
What? No, I don't think so. They also announced Quake Champions.
which is pretty cool. Yeah, that's nice to see another Quake game.
Seems like a multiplayer only thing.
Hey, cool. Quake's cool.
Doesn't seem like a big Quake reboot.
Hey.
Just by like the subtitle Quake Champions. It seems like it's something that they're making just for like the hardcore Quake audience.
Okay.
That's cool. That's fine. I was never big into Quake, but
it's literally Doom but with aliens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
I thought Doom was Doom with aliens.
Basically.
The big thing with Quake was that it came out around the same time, and like this one, first-person shooters were like the brand new thing.
Yeah.
It was like, oh my god, another first-person shooter by id Software who happens to do Doom, but the soundtrack's by Nine Inch Nails. This is like the most 90s thing possible. Like,
The Edge.
Yeah, Rage. Goodbye. Buy a copy of Quake, you get a thing of Surge Cola. Or Surge Soda.
Surge Soda.
I was looking through Snapchat today, and I don't know what Snapchat story it was. It must have been like Tastemade or some shit. Mm-hmm. But it was like 1390s beverages that need to come back. And I was like, I... No.
No, dude, not at all.
Nope.
We, speaking of
90s... Tang is still around. You ever been to a Market Basket?
The Moose?
Market Basket.
You are the worst.
Pat, it was like 30 years before you were born when they called it Demoulas. I guess it wasn't even like a thing where you're like a kid. It's like, oh, they called it Demoulas when I was a kid. They called it Demoulas when your grandmother was a kid. Like, oh my god.
Lord.
Like, that's not even a thing you should do.
Speaking of 90s drinks, has anyone tried Ecto Cooler yet?
That's no, always comes up whenever anyone talks about
it. That's one of the ones that has come back.
Mm-hmm.
My buddy and I,
Ecto Cooler came back.
When?
For Ghostbusters.
Like very recently.
Yeah. Oh.
My buddy and I have been trying to find it like all across southern New Hampshire and all across northern Mass for the past like 2 weeks.
Okay.
To the point where he's willing to shell out $60 of the cans on Amazon Prime. And I was
God.
You have a problem. But like every time we have downtime, I was like, I'm going to look for Ecto Cooler. I'm like, stop. And it's getting to the point where I'm actually considering making a mockumentary about this.
I searched Ecto Cooler on Amazon and I got Surge.
So he got Surge at one point. I was like, why?
I really like in this podcast like waveform as I'm seeing it record, like every time there's an eruption of laughter, it's like
it just ah.
There was also that time where Ricky hit the table and like all hell broke loose. Don't do that.
We might need some editing.
I don't edit like the audio. I just kind of level it, and it happens.
No. See, my excuse is I'm an ignorant child.
We're all ignorant.
You're all children to me, except for Colin, because you're older than I am.
Unfortunately.
Then they talk about Elder Scrolls.
You're all my children. Is that Dan?
I think my mom might be.
It is Dan. He is en route.
Okay.
Isn't Dan in this building?
Yeah. Didn't he just say he was in the building?
There's a trash can in this room.
Thanks,
Sid. Yeah, he does.
No, I've been like staring at my empty yogurt cup for like 10 minutes,
being
like,
I don't want to.
So Dan's
going to
join us on this podcast.
No, he won't. We're going to lock him up. Quick, lock him up. He's fighting. Ricky, lock him up. Ricky, you can't join. You can't join the podcast. Fuck.
Hello.
Hey, Dan.
Hello.
You're late for recording?
Eh.
All right, damn.
So then they talked about Elder Scrolls.
Yeah, Daniel Emmanuel just walked in.
No, he didn't. Just leave.
It's wearing a totally bitchin' King Diamond shirt.
Hey.
So they're a good band. You guys should listen to him. So he's... Wait. Continue.
They talk
it's
about...
like I have my shit right there.
I miss. I...
You didn't see animist.
They talk about the Skyrim remaster.
I have perfect aim.
Yeah, which I was... kind of surprised.
That was
two.
I don't know if,
but I didn't.
Did we say the Skyrim remaster?
Maybe.
I'm gonna pull out my document.
There was a Skyrim remaster.
Yeah.
I'm not excited.
I'm surprised.
Yeah. Won't they let it die?
It's
oh boy, we can play
ago.
The game in HD in just as high a quality that the modders have already made on PC.
Yeah.
Yeah, but also it's not for those PC players because they're literally giving it away for free if
yeah.
you own it on
yeah.
PC. So it's not for them. It's for console people who don't own high end PCs and can't do those things.
But still, it didn't come out that long ago.
Yeah. Yeah. It's for people who don't know any better. Yeah, that's it.
Like if they redid like Oblivion or Morrowind or something, it
yeah.
would make sense.
I would love to see them redo Oblivion.
Yeah. I'd like to see Morrowind.
I would
Morrowind,
love to see
Morrowind
HD
was...
Morrowind.
Yeah. No, HD Daggerfall.
Oh god.
I
yeah,
I'd
all the
actually
super
like
old
a
ones
newer...
I want to see.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go old school. Let's go with Daggerfall. Daggerfall's the shit.
I'd like a newer Elder Scrolls.
I'd like to see them redo
yeah.
Fallout 4.
Yeah.
I can't think of a game that needs it less. No one's asking for it.
Fallout 4, it's been too long.
It's been too long.
It's been too long. I gotta go
like
back
Bethesda.
To Fallout 4.
Fallout 4.8.
Well,
yeah.
With extra expansion, Fallout Point 2.
Fallout Point 2.
The ultimate story before Fallout.
Fallout 5 and 40.
The sort of midquel to the sequel. Oh,
Kingdom
Square,
Hearts.
What are you doing?
I'm so sad.
Don't
because you're a Square
not.
Enix fan.
Yeah.
That starts at like 5.
Square Enix?
Yeah.
Which
conference.
Is not now.
Which is not
yeah.
now.
We can only speculate.
You can only speculate.
They're not going to say shit about Kingdom Hearts.
No, they said
it's basically going to be pre-rendered trailers.
They have the entire thing laid out on
yeah.
the website.
Oh,
okay. Wait, really?
Yeah.
What?
Because it's not a press conference. They're just demoing all their shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, I thought they were, like, I think they have, like, blocks for the demoing and stuff, and then I think at, like, 5:30 they have, like, a separate thing for it or something.
Yeah, look
they?
It up.
Yeah.
Is it going to be kind of like
look
Nintendo's
it up, Ricky.
Or...
Huh?
Is it going to be kind of like Nintendo's then?
Or? Yeah, kind of. Like, they have, like, a whole schedule planned. But yeah, back to Bethesda. Then they talked about Elder Scrolls Legends, which is their new card game. They announced that it's...
Gwent?
They announced that it's coming on another platform. It's coming on Mac, Android,
yeah, this
and
is
iOS.
It.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Elder Scrolls Legends. I'm sorry, Online. Their
working version of
yeah.
Elder Scrolls Online.
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically, where they're letting people.
They have. Oh!
Did you find something interesting?
No. Well, not interesting, but Square has something for Kingdom Hearts 2.8.
Discussion with Cage co directed.
That's exactly what I expected.
Just
dangling that carrot in front of their fans. I love it.
Like every other time. They've ever released a game.
I love it, though.
it's a horrible practice, but people still fall for it.
That's why.
Are you the only Kingdom Hearts fan in this room, Ricky?
Maybe.
I like carrots.
Good.
I
like it this
like
way.
Kingdom
I'm usually
Hearts.
In the minority of just, like, everyone loves Kingdom Hearts. This is good.
See, I know the Kingdom Hearts. Kingdom Hearts is very shady, but I still love it.
Okay.
Like,
regardless.
At least
you acknowledge.
Yeah. No,
that, like,
I'm... It's
not the best
shitty,
game on the face
it's a
of the
shitty
earth.
Convoluted franchise, but I love it.
I can't wait for Kennedy to write her letter of resignation.
This is the battle system in Kingdom Hearts, guys.
He's holding a controller out and he's just pressing square.
Oh, okay.
Just triangle occasionally.
No, that's Dynasty Warriors.
No, Dynasty
no,
Warriors is the same
thing. You add command
yeah, Dynasty Warriors is the same thing, but it doesn't try
Did
to be anything
play
more.
Kingdom Hearts, Dan?
Dynasty Warriors knows.
Dynasty Warriors is basically it's Romance of the Three Kingdoms, but more animu.
I'm out of here.
It's great.
Hyrule Warriors also. Legends was released. That's old
long
news.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
Linko.
Really old news.
Yep. I don't know why I shoehorned that in. I want to play it.
Anyway, because.
And then the last things they announced were. Hold on, I might have to sneeze.
Might.
No, you don't.
Jesus, what was that?
I felt like making it a lot louder than it needed to be.
Yeah,
I can't just leave dead air with a sneeze, like a quiet sneeze.
Dead
like,
air?
Then I'm not doing
no,
my
you,
job.
No, you most certainly can.
I'm not doing my job. He was trying to me to sit in a microphone and talk, so I'm making noises.
It looked like he was just like very, very angry shout.
No, he was trying to expel a demon out of himself.
We're still really happy.
No, he's so happy about the updates to Fallout
Shelter. He turned to the Patrick Warburton.
Wait,
and
there
got
are
really
updates
happy.
To Fallout Shelter?
They're adding it to PC
stuff.
A PC version.
Yeah, they're adding it to PC.
Yeah, it's
cool. Which I kind of just skipped over because I didn't feel like it was necessary to talk about.
Yeah, it's not.
And then the last few things they did was like Doom. Oh, whoops, fuck, I clicked on a link by accident.
Can't believe you.
Doom multiplayer DLC stuff, more free updates coming. Fallout 4 and Doom VR. And
that'll be exciting.
In the beginning, they had the name for the new Wolfenstein game, but absolutely nothing else.
The new Orfenstein.
Which was like in their boot screen. Their boot screen for Quake.
Boot screen. That would be awesome. It would be like
the boot screen for Quake.
That was adorable.
It had a boot screen. Had a...
Speaking of.
hold on. I never intended to make the LifeCast's Twitter a whimsical account, but I think that warrants its own tweet.
We got some whimsy today, folks.
We got some whimsy in me.
Anything whimsical to happen in here?
In the boot squeam, they had the whole list of things that are coming, and one of them was the new Colossus, which
This would never happen, but I want to see a crossover of Wolfenstein and Captain America in the 40s.
I've thought about that, too.
They're basically like the same character. B.J. Blazkowicz and Captain America, they're the same character.
Well,
except one of them's got a gun.
Captain America has a gun. He just doesn't use it.
Well,
he
does.
Why would he
like,
own it if he doesn't use it?
He uses it sometimes.
Captain America's...
He's got a shield.
Huh?
He's not Jewish.
So? I know, but I'm saying in what they do, they're very similar characters.
But it'd be awesome.
It would be awesome.
Such a great crossover.
God damn it.
If they ever do a Wolfenstein live-action movie, yeah. I want John Cena to play B.J. Blazkowicz, because he looks just like him.
He does look a lot like him, actually.
Whoa.
Conspiracy.
What happened?
What do you mean?
Like, I think one of my tweets...
Your teats? One of your teats?
No! One of my tweets blew up!
Title of this podcast. E3 teens covered, teens. Colon.
Boot squeams and teats. Gross.
Should probably name it that. E3, boot
squeams. No. E3, colon. Boot squeams and teats.
Yep.
Boot squeams and teats.
E3.
That sounds like just a really awful meme from the early 90s. Like, really think about it. Like most memes.
I'm over to Microsoft.
All right. Coming out swinging with that
Microsoft
One S in all seriousness.
Before we move on to Microsoft, I tweeted a picture that said, I think my face is a gun. I can do whatever. I don't give a shit or something.
Hello.
And it was, oh yeah, I have a gun for a head. I don't need to explain shit.
No, yeah.
And the caption was, as a Shadowrun GM, can confirm. And that just blew up for some reason.
Like three
Maybe
likes,
I'm funny.
Four likes?
Like... 3 or 4 retweets.
Whoa.
Shit. Oh, shit, Dad. I was really hoping you'd respond to a much more impressive number.
More like 3 likes and 4 retweets.
Retweets are more important.
They are more important. I learned that because Twitter has this analytics thing.
Yeah.
And Kennedy retweeted a picture, the Resident Evil tweet of mine last night, and I click on it, and I saw like 300 people look at it. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Why are so many people looking at my tweet?
Oh, we get
proud of that, bro.
Yep.
I have things to say.
We'll do Microsoft. They announced their new console, the Xbox One S.
Stop making my phone go off.
Which they have 3 versions of. They have a 500 gigabyte one at $299, terabyte one.
$299 for an Xbox One.
For
an
Xbox One Slim. With the 500
really
gigabyte
good.
Hard drive,
that's
fantastic.
Good.
It's
that's,
price.
That almost that sold me on getting an Xbox One.
That's selling me on getting an Xbox One.
That and then actually, you know what? We'll talk about that game after this.
The $349 for 1 terabyte
that's
hard drive,
still really good.
And $400 for a 2 terabyte hard drive.
Okay.
So they have 3 models.
Yeah. I think I'm still gonna get like a Steam Link,
yeah,
or something
yeah.
beforehand because I just do all my stuff on
yeah.
PC.
Yeah.
It's simpler,
but still.
Don't forget about the teraflops.
The teraflops. It's got 6 of them.
That sounds so stupid.
Actually, right here, quote. Microsoft announces Project Scorpio console. New console will deliver true 4K gaming with 6 teraflops of performance.
4K gaming next year?
I don't think it actually set a date.
Is that the one announced for next year?
Yeah, yeah, it's the Scorpio, not the S.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's 4K gaming?
Yeah.
That's not right. This is the time for me to express my frustrations with everyone's obsession with 4K. It's not inexpensive. It's still very, very expensive. Phones are just now getting it, and those phones are still $800. You don't need it. You can't tell the difference. Gaming doesn't need it. You can't fucking tell the difference.
Thank you.
Unless you have $5,000 out of pocket to spend on a TV that can display little minute differences, you do not need 4K. I do not understand why this obsession with 4K is like, oh my god, it's the newest thing. Do you know how long... Cool.
No, I'm just saying that's why
people keep doing it. Just upscale it to 1440. Everyone will think it's 4K.
Thank you. Thank you.
No one needs...
I'm so tired of everyone talking about how great 4K is. The human eye cannot register it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It looks a lot more crisp. Why not use that technology to improve what we already have?
Right.
Why not make chips crispier?
They have Lay's, their King Cod.
Yeah, I think Lay's and Cape Cod are good where they are.
I was about to do the slam poetry applause. Like,
thank you.
Because
it's unnecessary.
When I worked at Radio Shack and 4K was starting to become a thing, like we had like customers, all three of them, once every 100 millennia or an hour, because that's what it felt like working there. I mean, like, dude, you're 4K? I'm like, yeah, human eye can't register it. It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? It's going to be amazing.
Yeah. I'm going to date this podcast real quick. The OnePlus 3 got announced today. All the specs. June 14th. The time is 3:52. But OnePlus 3 got announced, and everyone's complaining that it doesn't have a quad HD screen. You don't need that on a phone.
Shit, you don't even need an HD screen on a phone, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Like, sit there, like, in bed? It's against your face.
Yeah.
Man, I totally don't watch Star Wars.
You don't even need 1080. You can do well enough with 720.
I watched WALL-E on my phone one time.
Oh, that's adorable.
I'm sorry.
I don't know.
Hey, WALL-E's awesome.
WALL-E's
good, but just like watching all of it on your phone just sounds like hell.
Yeah.
No, you know. You know what would be hell? Watching Gangs in New York on your phone, because that movie's like a day long.
Oh,
but it's so good. Muscle tension.
Take a day long.
But like, I understand the obsession to be better. I'm just going to end it there.
It's such a slight upgrade.
It's when it gets into excess that it's like...
It's not worth it.
Yeah. Although, this debate has literally made me re-examine my life.
Although, to be fair...
It's like...
To be fair...
Oh, man.
Although, I think the first 4K movie ever released was Mad Max Fury Road, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's really cool.
That's...
And, like, movies I can understand because they have the budget... They have the
but
time.
But even then,
yeah, exactly.
There isn't a huge
difference.
They're putting
it on like a 70-foot screen.
But there isn't a huge difference
at
the end of the day.
Yeah.
But taking the budget and time into account, it's also a buzzword.
Yeah.
And that sells.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
Very true.
And movies are the only real thing that needs it right now. Your home doesn't need it.
No.
You don't need to sit in front of your 70-inch flat screen and say, it's 4K. You don't need your games to be 4K.
I think
like you're bringing
in
people's yes, and this is a 4K TV. Wow, that looks like every HD TV I've ever seen ever. Wow, great. Good for you.
I don't want to watch TV that's bigger than me.
Yeah. Anyway,
I'll go.
That was a really long tangent, but I am so
fed
up.
It's
very valid.
I'm tired of the 4K shit. It's.
Yeah,
it's like the human. The human eye cannot register it.
Yeah, one more story. But even when I was at Micro Center,
good lord. Just me.
More stories, but like the people who were helping me build my computer were like, "Oh yeah, you need the 4K monitor." I was like, "Are you fucking kidding me?" And they were like, "But it runs at like 240 frames." I was like, "Are you fucking kidding me? I'm not gonna see it.
You don't need that."
Like, I said this to their face, and they're like, "Oh, but no. Like, what if you upgrade your computer?" I'm like, "I'm not gonna notice."
You don't need 4K. You don't need more than 60 frames.
Yeah.
120. 120 is fine.
Yeah.
Really?
And like they were trying to upsell me on like the 780 superclocked graphics card, which is now 2 years old or more. And I was like, can it run it on high? Can it run most games on ultra for the next like year? Okay, fine. Like I'm coming from a tiny little laptop that's 4 years old.
Yeah.
I don't need it. Anyway, We need to move on.
Yeah.
This is drawn out.
I'll just go down the list of things
that I've drawn out. Much like E3 in and of itself.
Catch my article on why 4K is just unnecessary.
Gears of War 4?
Speaking of 4,
Gears of War that was 4K.
I think it was pretty cool that Laura Bailey was there introducing the game. Just because Laura Bailey's a really good voice
actor. Laura Bailey
I'm just getting tired of hearing her voice everywhere.
Already?
Yeah.
Really?
She just started doing...
She's really talented.
Laura, she did not
just
start
like, she just started, like, blowing up everywhere.
This isn't your typical, like, Meghan Trainor situation, is it? Because Meghan Trainor's bad.
Oh, she's...
A little bit of trivia. Laura Bailey was also the voice of Kid Trunks in Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
Yes, she is.
And I didn't know. And she's also the voice of Shin-Chan in Crayon Shin-Chan.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
No, that's great.
If you, like, listen to that voice and Kid Trunks, they're pretty similar. Ooh. Yeah. I was like, yo, that's Kid Trunks. I'm like, yo, it's the same voice actress. It's awesome.
Lead us through the rest of E3.
But no.
Are we...
Gears 4 looks pretty damn good.
Okay. Yeah.
In all series, a series that's been consistently solid.
Yeah. And I'm really happy.
And we're not just talking about Marcus Fenix's biceps.
Yeah, exactly. I've always said that Gears of War is like the one reason I miss my Xbox.
Yeah.
But now that it's all going on PC, let's go.
I love how they're still keeping the really ultra depressing trailers.
Yeah.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
And then, the real killer app for the Xbox One, ReCore. I am so beyond excited.
ReCore looks so cool.
But I have two games in between when we talked about ReCore.
Really cool. I thought ReCore was...
But there's two next.
I'm sorry, I got really excited.
Let's do them real quick.
Sea of Thieves.
Real gameplay.
Great water.
Rare's finally making an original IP that looks decent.
With great water. You need it to survive.
No fake gameplay. You're pressing those buttons.
This is the first legitimately interesting.
Sorry.
Okay.
He told me you need coffee.
Say what you're gonna say about Rare, and I'm just gonna say two words.
Keep going. I gotta say two. The first Rare game in a long time that looks legitimately interesting.
How long are we talking?
I think I know what game you're talking about. I'm going to say 2009.
2009. I was going to say Viva Pinata.
Oh.
That's three words. I was going to say Viva Pinata because it's two words. Also, Nuts and Bolts is
good. I forgot they did Viva Pinata. I forgot they did Viva Pinata, to be honest.
Yeah.
I remember last year.
Viva Pinata just...
I know, exactly. That was a cartoon and it was disturbing.
I never watched the cartoon.
The cartoon was terrifying.
It was a cartoon.
I saw the cartoon before I saw the game, and I thought, it's a game based off the cartoon.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Oh,
yeah.
No, the cartoon is, cheap animation.
Yeah.
Oh, God, it's cheap animation.
If you thought Beware the Batman looked cheap, you haven't seen
this. Beware
the Batman, everybody just moved like this.
Oh, I'm aware.
Time.
But it made it look stylized, at least.
But it was terrible.
We need to keep trucking
on. It was terrible, but they
already pretty long.
All right,
we gotta keep going.
This is gonna
I'm
be a
not gonna
podcast,
let anybody
anyways.
Say. I'm limiting you to one word per game.
But how can I say great water? That's two.
Well,
words.
I cut it off at the right.
But
place.
I'm gonna shove
so
all my.
Great
I'm
water.
Shove
That's
all my.
That's why you're done. Well,
I'm gonna shove all my words into one sentence like Busta Rhymes.
That doesn't
one.
Count. That's still multiple. You already wasted your so you can't talk about the next game. It's a scale bound.
Okay.
Eh.
Oh.
I don't remember it.
I
didn't see that one.
Cool.
That was... You didn't cut him off.
The fucking microphone didn't even pick that up.
It'll hurt its feelings. Ricky brought this microphone for us.
That was a whimper. Pat just whimpered. It's a ReCore.
Oh.
So excited.
Oh. Those aren't words.
Looks good.
I don't know how to judge those.
Looks good.
But you know what's funny about that game is I'm sorry as no one made the joke yet because the girl kind of looks like Rey. We call it Raycore. Rey from Star Wars.
Okay. Guys.
Kind of.
I'm out.
I didn't know.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Because I reboot trash, when you said Rey, I thought Rey from Evangelion. I was like, what the fuck is he talking about?
Star Wars, dude.
This isn't an anime podcast. You can leave.
We can make this easily a Star Wars podcast.
We'll have one later.
Let's be honest.
Star Wars has video games.
Star Wars has a lot of video games.
And they do.
More than it needs, honestly.
But there's too many that are really, really fucking good.
Yeah.
We can always make a separate podcast on that. Anyway.
Final Fantasy 15, new demo.
Yeah. I mean, if it's anything like a platinum demo, it's going to be trash.
No, not a new demo coming out. They played through the...
Oh,
they played through. Yeah.
I was actually
and they had the guy, VR headset, and he went around.
Yeah,
and
no, that was the Sony one.
That was the Sony one.
This was the boss one that looked actually horrible.
Yeah.
It looked
better than Platinum Demo.
Well, that's not saying anything.
No, that
Platinum
Demo is saying anything.
Platinum Demo is a fucking hammer. It squeaks.
Yeah, toy hammer.
Yeah.
Is this Animal Crossing?
Yeah.
I've said it before, and I'll say it again. The new Star Ocean is probably just going to be Final Fantasy 15, but good.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think that Final Fantasy 15 is going to fucking suck.
Yeah.
At this point.
They're hyping it up a lot.
It doesn't have any
real... Well,
it's almost like Square Enix's entire financial future is relying on this one game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There was no flying car.
There's no flying car. What? False advertising. I say we sue.
Sue for what? No flying car.
The money they don't have because they're relying on Final Fantasy 15.
Give us till September. We'll have your money then. Because the
Square Enix fanboys.
Squeeze.
We'll be buying
Mayhem. No, he's just a Kingdom Hearts
fan. I saw
fan,
you
right?
Look at me out of the corner of my eye. You are wrong.
Dead Rising 4.
Is Frank West back?
Yeah, Frank West is the protagonist in this one.
He doesn't look like Dan Aykroyd.
And he doesn't have his camera with him. He's taking pictures with his phone.
Oh.
That's modern.
It's modern.
But he covered Wars, you know. So
he covered Wars. I hope they get Dead Rising back on track, because 3 was... Not what that series was good
three,
for.
3 was, like, let's take ourselves way too seriously.
Yeah.
I mean,
like, yeah.
3,
it seems like they've got the humor back.
Like, 3 was just unfocused. Like, it still had its crazy weapons, but they weren't fun to collect stuff to make them.
Yeah.
It was way too open. It really lost track of what made Dead Rising 1 and 2 so fucking awesome.
Because they were dumb.
Yeah.
They were
ridiculous.
Head Off the Record was good, too. I hope they find that again with this game, because I really love
it. He doesn't look like Dan Aykroyd in this one, which is kind of okay.
Yeah.
Because he looked a lot like Dan Aykroyd in Off the Record.
Yeah, especially when he was like old and fat.
It was weird.
Yeah.
Like Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like 4 could probably be,
it's gonna be solid.
Yeah, very good.
I hope
it
is.
Because it seems like Capcom is really looking at what the fans want, especially after what happened at the Sony conference that we're probably going to talk about later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Forza Horizon 3.
Okay.
Cars. I really like Forza Horizon.
Forza's good. Cars
regular
are nice.
Forza, I'm not a big fan of, but Horizon's fantastic.
I'm not too big on racing games in general.
I'm not either. Forza Horizon always did it for me, though.
Yeah.
Like, it was just like relaxing, cool scenery driving with awesome dubstep. It was or trashy indie alternative. Like,
they just
seem
really
good.
Polished.
Yeah.
Is Forza on PC?
This one, everything here will be on PC.
Microsoft
and,
is also
going to
be on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everything I've been talking about.
I want to say it's all crossplay too.
I do too. That's bad enough to buy Xbox One.
Yeah, same. I don't have to.
Because I think I have like Burnout Paradise on Steam. I have Burnout Paradise.
That's a fantastic game. That's
maybe
one of my favorite
games. Maybe I should pick it up and see if I'd like Forza.
Do it up.
They're very different games.
They're still driving games. So they're similar enough for me.
Yeah.
It's not Gran Turismo, so you'll at least enjoy it.
Yeah, you'll at least enjoy it, so.
Forza Horizon. Do they have motorcycles?
In Forza? No.
No?
No.
Damn.
They have, like, I think they're doing, like, ATVs and shit like that in the new one.
Okay.
But,
So they like their four wheels.
They like their four wheels.
That's fine.
Halo Wars 2?
I was never expecting that to get a sequel.
Yeah.
That wasn't either, but I really liked the first one. launches in February. Oh, wow, that's really bad. That's a really bad window, actually.
Yeah.
I actually
missed
that
yesterday. There's a lot of things
launching
early next year.
Mm. Which is good.
February 21st.
Which
is at least good, but
it's crowded.
Yeah,
it's crowded.
Crowded.
At least it's not like holiday.
No, it's pretty bad. Like, what is it? Like, Persona...
Yeah, Persona,
For Honor.
This.
Remember when Persona was going to come out last year?
Yeah.
Remember when it was supposed to come out in 2013?
I don't.
What else is coming out in February? There's a lot coming out in February.
There's a
know.
Lot.
Horizon's coming out in February.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, it's not like...
We'll get to that.
It's not like holiday season crowded, it's all like in like a week crowded.
Yeah.
Like, it's all like from 14th to 25th. Like, it's ridiculous.
Well, May this year is pretty crowded.
Yeah.
You had Uncharted 4, and then 3 days later, Doom, and then a week later, Overwatch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's 3 games, though. We've already said 4.
That's true. It's one more.
Yeah.
And we're probably not thinking of others that are also launching in February.
Yeah.
This is probably going out on a limb, but do we have a launch date for Zelda?
March.
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 Okay.
And January is Resident Evil 7.
I hope it gets canceled.
You're not the only one.
Happy birthday to me.
I have a lot of hopes for a second. We'll get to that later.
Yeah, Gwen? I have a lot of anger towards
yeah.
State of Decay 2.
I just want a physical set of Gwent to accompany the physical set I got at PAX.
I feel like they probably will.
I'm telling you,
like,
check
later on down the line.
I'd buy it.
I'd buy a full set. Check
out
the physical version of Blood and Wine. That might have the ones that they weren't giving away.
Okay.
State of Decay 2, Minecraft, where they announced crossplay between mobile and console, which is actually fucking awesome.
Yeah, I'm not a big
fan
of Minecraft,
but
that's a really
yeah,
cool
idea. I don't play Minecraft, but that's really
awesome. I like that John Carmack was playing Minecraft. That was pretty funny.
It made me very sad. I'm like, John Carmack, he used to be something.
To be fair, the majority of the id Software staff used to be something.
Yeah. It made me sad.
John Romero no longer has his fabulous hair, so.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
The new game from Limbo Devs, Inside, is coming out within the 28th, I think. So it's very soon. New Division DLC. They showed off some Tekken 7 stuff with Akuma and Hikashi.
It did come
fighting.
With the blue and black.
Tekken
it
7 has a window.
Yep.
Yeah.
After being already completed for a year.
Regardless, we're getting a home console version of it, and that's awesome.
Yeah, and then they announced Xbox Play Anywhere, which is you buy the Xbox One game and you get it on PC for free, or vice versa.
That's cool.
They announced that General Rom will be joining the roster of Killer Instinct.
Killer Instinct is Microsoft's new fucking Smash Brothers.
It's ridiculous. It's awesome.
It's great, but oh my god. They have Rash, they have Arbiter,
Rom.
And General Rom.
It's cool. Wasn't there someone else, too?
Not that I can think of off the top of my
head.
I was just about to, I was like, for a split second, I was like, wasn't Jason Voorhees? I was like, oh, wait.
No, that's,
wait, that's Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. Mortal Kombat, which has become horror movie Smash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With no Ash Williams from Evil Dead, but that's a rant for another day.
And then they have the design your own controller.
Which you could probably do for cheaper on third party, design your own controller sites. Yep.
But if you get mods, it's a lot more expensive. All right, that's everything from Microsoft. And then we can move on to Sony.
Yay.
Yay.
We'll start with Sony. This is not in order of what happened at all, so I'll just go through as it is. They started off with God of War. That's the only thing it is in order. The reboot, the gritty, the gruffy reboot.
It's technically, they're saying it's still carrying the story over
it
from
is.
3.
Yeah, it's not a reboot, it's taking place right after 3.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Which is strange.
It's really strange.
But they're clearly rebooting parts of it.
Yeah.
They're clearly taking it in a new direction, and I really appreciate that.
I do too, because I'm not a big fan of God of War. This is the only thing that would get me interested in a new one. Yeah.
Also, Kratos' beard.
Yeah, it's fucking good.
That is a great beard.
It's an awesome beard.
It's a.
he's like fat.
Taking
right
a hint
now.
From
awesome.
Capcom.
I remember the first day, like, you told me about bearded Ryu, and it's like, this is Ryu now. He has the beard of a grown-ass man.
Grown-ass man.
he had the peach fuzz in Third Strike, and now he's got a full beard.
Kojima revealed his new project, which I don't want to talk at all about, and I'm not letting any of you.
It's.
I don't know what the fuck it is, but I'm excited.
I'm not excited.
I am too.
Fuck that.
I'm happy to see that they're, like, finally doing something with the remnants of what Silent Hills was going to be.
What remnants?
Maybe not. It just has Norman Reedus.
Yeah, yeah. Like Norman Reedus' face and ass. Is that's only remnants.
Yeah, we don't
from
know
it.
Like how much like they actually like did or what they planned.
It's true.
Yeah.
We don't know anything, so we can't assume it's remnants of it or it is.
I'm hopeful.
Yeah. If Guillermo del Toro gets involved, then it's going to be the remnants of that. But.
I mean,
yeah.
If anything, we can definitely tell that it was piggybacking off of the anger against Konami for Silent Hills.
Oh, absolutely.
Ah.
Like, Norman Reedus holding a baby in a very gray setting,
Obviously, it's... Kojima's probably going to ride that for the next, few years.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
This game isn't coming out until at least 2021.
Yeah.
But, announcing a game 5 years before, it's not bad, right?
No.
And it was just can I even call it a proof of concept?
No, it's nothing.
Yeah.
he came up, stepped on some tiles, they lit up, and, it showed a fetus... And 5 flying men, there was oil, and then he left.
Did you see the coverage afterwards where they were interviewing him? And every single question, he's like, I can't say it this time.
Because he doesn't have anything. It's not he can't say anything. Can't because he has, because he's keeping stuff a secret. It's can't because he doesn't have anything. He doesn't have the ability to.
This is, simultaneously the best compliment and the worst insult, but Kojima is a master of just pulling shit out of his ass and making it work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, if all goes well in about 6 days, I will own the black and blue Gwent set. Cool. I found it on eBay.
You found it on eBay?
I'm a collector.
Did you check the set?
Yeah.
So it did come with it? Okay.
Yeah, the Blood and Wine comes with both blue and black decks.
Awesome.
Awesome. I have the red and green.
From PX.
Yeah,
And then Last Guardian?
That's why
that's
why I was signing it for this
finally!
Year.
That's this year?
Yeah.
Speaking of games, we're getting ready to
fight. I'm incredibly happy for the people who care about it, but.
I'm excited for it.
I'm excited for it to like be a thing, yeah, but like
I'm not gonna pretend like I've been waiting for this for a decade.
Yeah. That. And like I've played Eco, I've played Shadow of the Colossus, and they're good games, but they're not the masterpieces people say they are by any means.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Shadow of the Colossus is truly one of a kind.
They're my favorite games. I think they're really good. I understand why people don't care for them as much. Like, I'm just a huge fan of just like the art style, the minimalistic storytelling, and the gameplay. Like,
a weird comparison, I guess, would be like Killer 7. Like Killer 7 has really, really unique and stylized. Like, not everyone loves it, but people who do love it like see it as this like legitimately great like piece. You know, and like for some people see Shadow of the Colossus as that, but I think more people see Shadow of the Colossus and Ico as like these.
Yeah,
postmodern masterpieces, and like for a game to be seen as that's kind of a huge accomplishment.
Yeah,
yeah, like they're seen really cool. as like works of art for a lot of people more than actual games.
Yeah, and like I appreciate that. And, you know, like I said, I think they're really good.
But at the same
good.
Time, you don't have to like.
I came into it and I was kind of underwhelmed.
Yeah, no, that's perfectly understandable. Yeah,
I still like and appreciate them.
Yeah, the hype surrounding Shadow of the Colossus when it came out was enormous.
Yeah,
G4 had like a new story about it back when they were a thing, like every day.
Yeah,
yeah.
Sure. But run through these last
good shit
two
for
things.
The Last Guardian finally getting out.
Yeah, I'm glad it's finally getting out there. It needed to.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy 15 VR.
Okay.
I was like, okay, you get to play as not just his friend.
Okay. Yeah. No, I loved it.
Goofy
it was
shit.
So bad.
Yeah. It was pretty rough.
Goofy shit.
Horizon Zero Dawn new demo.
Can't
great.
See
that
February.
Looks
cannot
good.
I cannot
fantastic.
Wait for that
game either.
See you
in February.
Guerrilla Games is actually going to make a good game for once.
Detroit Become Human, my favorite thing of the show.
That looked really
It's looked pretty interesting.
It looked great.
I could go on forever about how much I want that to come to like a PC.
Did you see I don't know if you saw it, but they made like a short film like a few years ago about it.
Yes.
You did watch that? Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I heard of it.
Yeah. Should watch it. It's pretty cool.
I will.
Resident Evil 7.
You go first.
Yeah, Ricky, this is all yours.
You go first.
So, when like I first saw it, like, I remember like all the information was coming up, I'm like, wow, what is this like VR game? It looks really good. Like, I'm interested. It looks okay. I'm guessing, like, a new type. Like, 7, like, no. No. Resident Evil 7, like, I did it again. I'm sorry.
I'll do it for you. I don't have to do the next one.
No, thank you.
I was so upset. I'm glad they're going more toward the old style horror roots of, like, the beginning. Because, like, after 6, where it was a summer blockbuster. Mm-hmm. Like, that's all it was.
Okay.
But at the same time, I'm just so underwhelmed by how it looks and how it doesn't remind me at all of Resident Evil.
So this game is first-person perspective even when it's not a VR thing, right?
Apparently, yeah.
That's...
Yeah, that's why I'm like,
that's what
no.
That's... Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, no. I didn't know that either.
At least Resident Evil, they didn't say otherwise, right?
Yeah, they didn't say
no, they only
like,
showed up
to
first-person.
I mean, I'll find out tonight when I play the demo on my PS4 because it's out.
Yeah, that's true. I'll check.
Oh, I'll find out tonight, if anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At first, I thought it was just a VR game, and that made me more mad. Like, that is the worst thing they could have done.
I mean, I personally think VR is, like, the perfect platform for horror.
Yeah,
it is.
It is.
It
absolutely is.
Yeah. They need to rely on, like, less jump scares.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I think, though, that
yeah,
if
it's
Resident Evil was just on that, that would
person.
Be, a, like, for the franchise, it's a horrible idea.
Oh, yeah.
It could work in VR. It could work great in VR. But if it's the main focus of it,
I can see where you're coming from with that. I can definitely see your point.
The demo's in first person. Yeah.
Okay. Resident Evil has tried first person before, and it ended horribly.
Dead Aim wasn't that bad.
I thought the Wii games, the on-rail shooters, were just like fun little like.
Oh, those were a blast. I love those games.
Yeah, they were fun.
And then you got to see Krauser more, so hey.
You did get to see Krauser more.
I think this thing is absolutely shitty. I think it's... I think it's fucking horrible that they're trying to piggyback off of a game that got cancelled, like, literally down to a fucking T.
Yeah.
Like the environments, like, the sound, the demo releasing soon after, like, an hour after it's announced.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking ridiculous. Like, Resident Evil sucks for a few years, for a while now. For a while now.
And it's so disappointing.
And this is not... This isn't how you make it better. This isn't really... Changing it completely could be what it needs, but also maybe don't call it Resident Evil 7.
Yeah,
call it Resident Evil or something.
Like Resident Evil, like Awakening or Rebirth or something like that.
Yeah.
That would have been fine.
Yeah.
But like, because in my opinion...
Resident Evil Conquest, while we're at it.
Yeah.
In my opinion, like... Revengeance.
The only
Sacred Stones.
Really... like Resident Evil feeling game to come out after 4 was Revelations 2.
Yeah.
Like Revelation, like half of Revelations 1.
Yeah.
But that's like the only one.
Yeah.
Revelations
2
is pretty good, though.
It is. Yeah. Oh, I think it's great.
Well, I also feel like that Capcom is probably going to try, like, something really good with Resident Evil 7. Because, like, they seem to be noticing, like, what their fans want as of more recently.
Yeah.
With them, like, actively trying to fix Street Fighter V as much as they can. And... you know, Dead Rising 4 looking pretty decent so far. And with Resident Evil, that HD remake of the first one, that did extremely well.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And the hype for the remake of Resident Evil 2 is, like, off the charts. And it seems like they're paying attention to that. So I feel like they have a really good chance at making 7, like, really, like, go back to its roots and be good at being just a survival horror game.
But we haven't seen any.
Yeah, we haven't seen
the survival stuff.
Right.
Yeah,
like
really
that,
just the
but
horror
I feel
stuff.
Like that's what they're more going for this time.
I'd like
to
see what it is like because if it's
more
just
that.
Yeah, it's definitely not an action game.
Yeah,
no,
like,
that's
a good thing.
I don't know.
A step
like,
in the right direction.
It's yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
So. Days gone. Direction.
I was so interested until I found out it was just another. Infected.
Yeah.
I don't know if
I don't want it to be zombies.
I wanted it.
I mean, they're not zombies. They're ghouls, quote unquote.
Oh, really?
They're zombies.
Yeah,
they're
zombies.
I swear to God, first time I caught a glimpse of that, I was like, oh my God, is this bless you.
Did you think what I thought too?
It was The Last of Us 2.
I thought
that was Joel's brother, because if you remember in The Last of Us, he mentioned I rode the Tommy and I rented motorcycles. I was like,
yeah.
Oh my God! And then I saw one of the ghouls. I heard a slight clicking noise and I was like, and then they all started sprinting and I was like, no.
No.
And
they
rushed like the zombies from World War Z.
No. Why?
Yeah.
And then why does he have a machine? No.
Why is he just standing there and shooting them?
No.
It could be moving.
There's a machine gun.
Why is he trying to kill them all?
And I was just like,
do you know what? Do you
terrible.
Know what? Sorry, go ahead.
I was like, terrible note to go out on.
Yeah.
I thought by the fact that they were like, so you've seen this game before, we're ending this with a demo. I thought, like, they're ending a demo with this? Okay. And I had a little bit of hope still. I'm like, maybe Days Gone is just, like, the title for Last of Us 2. Like, he opens up a door.
Yeah.
Like, there's, like, Ellie or Joel. And just, like what? That's how they end the conference.
I wanted, like, a sequel for The Last of Us 2. I wanted to focus on Tommy anyway.
Mm-hmm. That could be cool,
like, what happened between him and Joel.
Yeah.
Or even just a new character.
I'd even take Days Gone if it didn't have the zombies aspect.
Honestly.
But...
yeah. You know, like, maybe after the zombies are all dead. And
they're
still a cool biker game.
After that. Yeah.
Actually, that's a really good idea.
I'd take a game about, like, American Gothic biker gangs.
That's a very good idea.
Copyrighted here on the Lifecast. Don't steal it.
I think we need to file paperwork. They can totally take that.
It's my intellectual property. I'll sue.
But nice. It is. It is. It is part of a published work. This recording is a published work. It is her IP.
Oh shit.
Hey.
Maybe if you passed media law, you'd know that.
Oh.
You look dead inside.
It's okay. It's okay. I passed with C-. I barely passed. I was with Richie, so. It's literally.
I feel awful. And that wasn't worth it.
That was.
Adam,
are you okay?
So, at Call of Duty Infinite Warfare, they have the new demo for that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Looks
surprising. Insomniac's new Spider-Man game.
Spider-Man.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Spider-Man.
PlayStation
VR. Have a new thing. Comes out in October.
What was that again?
$3.99. PlayStation VR.
Oh, no. I thought you were talking about, like, an actual
No, I'm talking about VR.
No.
Oh, okay.
Comes out in October.
$3.99?
They have a Battlefront X-Wing mission.
One mission.
One mission.
In VR.
In VR.
Batman Arkham VR.
With there's
voice.
No gameplay ever
mm-hmm.
until the last...
of us.
Farpoint VR trailer. They had Crash Bandicoot being remastered.
Oh, okay. That
I'm kind
of. And they had Lego Star Wars.
Can you talk about that first?
I'm iffy.
We're on Crash Bandicoot.
We'll see you next week.
Yeah.
No, we're not done. We're not hosting this podcast.
There's no emails. We don't get emails. There's no questions.
There's one question.
Sorry.
Colin gave it to us.
I'm sorry.
We already answered Colin's question. I said Superman. It's over.
Not everyone shared their answers. Fuck you. This is my podcast.
It's no one's podcast. It's not a podcast.
All right.
Daniel was saying,
Adam, I don't want you to go home and go cry in your live journal, so.
I don't have a live journal.
He has a dead journal?
I don't know what that means. Does that even
because, again, because live journal's basically dead.
Yeah.
Hey.
Are they alive?
I was just gonna say.
I never thought it was.
Wait, maybe.
That was a Quenster.
I bought a Squirtle keychain off of someone on LiveJournal for like $3
that actually,
one time.
Did it
that
show
actually,
up?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that sounds like a stoner question. Like, bro, was LiveJournal like ever alive?
Maybe.
Oh, you know, here's the throwback. Chicken pot pie, my three favorites.
Oh, it's just gonna fucking make that joke.
So yeah, Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah, I'm really iffy.
You know what?
Same.
Why?
After years and years of dangling the key in front of all the fans, the fact that they're finally doing something makes me really happy.
Same. I'm happy that they're finally doing something. I don't appreciate how they basically just like said, "Oh, by the way, we're making this," and then immediately just ignored it and went right into Skylanders. Mm.
Yeah,
because Skylanders is still a thing.
Kind of like with Conquer that one year.
Yeah. Oh god, that was way worse.
I'm dying.
I deserve this.
I never asked for this.
You've been slighted.
My thing with the Crash Bandicoot thing is I'm glad it's happening because I can tell like they're putting him in Skylanders, they're doing the remaster, they're testing the waters a lot to see if
is he still a marketable thing?
Yeah, is he still before they go ahead and make a new game?
That's what I'm worried about because HD collections don't have a good track record of being good.
Yeah.
And this HD collection sales is probably going to be the only determining factor in whether or not we see more Crash Bandicoot. And if it is one of the collections that ends up being shit, nobody's going to buy it because it's a bad collection, not because they don't want Crash. And that will stop Crash.
I hope no one buys it. I hope it does fucking horribly because they don't need to make Crash Bandicoot anymore. Like let's be honest. Like, I forget his name.
He's
the
hero we need.
I bet if he could go back in time and not wear that Crash Bandicoot shirt, I bet he'd do it 100% of the time, constantly. But, like, it's almost like this is people, like, forcing them to be like, hey, we have to do something Crash Bandicoot related. And a remaster doesn't seem like the thing people want, but are just taking because it's Crash Bandicoot.
Oh, yeah.
Like, which is good enough for a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's good enough for a lot of people.
I mean, to be fair, that series stopped being pretty good after Crash Team Racing anyway.
Yeah.
So why not just remake it the series at its former glory and ignore Wrath of Cortex and all that junk?
I thought Wrath of Cortex and like Twin Sanity were okay. They weren't like
so
the original.
You know the.
You also like Kingdom Hearts.
So your point is invalid, Ricky.
It's not totally invalid. You're just a little.
I enjoy it.
He enjoys it almost ironically.
Not even though. I know it's shit, but I still love it.
Okay.
Hey,
at least you're
honest about it.
Yeah,
that's all that matters.
But I think I don't know, like seeing it remastered for the PS4, I think it could end up being pretty good. But like as Dan said, if it is shit, then that'll be the final nail in the coffin.
Although you raise a good point about the really bad HD collections.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you forget how many bad ones there are. I mean,
Yeah.
Ironically enough, two of the worst ones are from Konami.
Yeah.
Zone of the Enders and Silent Hill.
Yeah. I mean, Silent Hill was kind of doomed to fail as an HD collection anyway, because, like, Silent Hill 1, like, the disc for Silent Hill 1 was just not good. Like the game itself, you know, it's fine. But, like, there's something with the disc that just prevents it from actually working on anything but a PlayStation 1. Like, if you've ever tried emulating it, it just doesn't work.
Yeah.
Mm.
So that was just kind of... That may not have been Konami.
Maybe the disc is haunted.
What was Konami, though, was Zone of the Enders.
Which its biggest selling point for that one was the demo for Revengeance.
Yeah.
Which is funny, because that's what Zone of the Enders' biggest selling point was, a demo for Metal Gear Solid 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It didn't get good until a third party, unrelated to Konami, patched it.
Which is a shame.
Although one HD collection that did do well and led to, like, a resurgence, I guess, was like the Sly Cooper collection.
Yeah, I hear the Sly Cooper collection was a really good.
It was.
Collection.
That was my introduction to Sly Cooper, actually.
Really?
First time I ever played Sly Cooper, I bought that collection.
It's a very good collection, and it, like, Sanzaru, who did it, like, were then given the go ahead of, okay, make Sly 4, which was good.
Yeah. It was amazing. Valentine's Day by myself. It was awesome. First Valentine's Day single. Yep. By myself, guys, eating Chinese food. This is awesome. Then I watched Reservoir Dogs. It was great. Nah, it was actually pretty good.
I don't think there's any need for the remaster. I think they could have just done the Skylanders thing. I'd probably be happier right now.
Yeah.
Take us to the next topic.
Lego. Force Awakens.
Like, I don't
Force
like
Awakens.
That there's voices.
Yeah. Yeah. There have been voices
For a while.
Lego Batman 2.
Yeah. I just don't like Lego.
I just don't
so.
Like the idea of voices in Lego games, because what made the older ones, like, so great was that there was no voice.
Yeah.
They're like,
yeah. I mean, that said, they're still great games.
Yeah.
I'm still probably going to buy Lego Star Wars. I'm still probably going to like it. It's a Lego game. They're consistent enough.
They're all, they always feel like the same to me.
Yeah. They are the same.
They're just
fun the same.
Yeah.
I just like the fact that they get these, like, elite team of, like, amazing voice actors in those games, though.
Yeah.
I wish
it didn't have voice acting, but at least when they did put it in, they put effort into it.
Yeah.
Until
they just steal it from the movies.
Yeah.
Which is... It's so jarring. Like, in Avengers, it was so...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wowie.
I mean, Lego Marvel Super Heroes was good times, though.
It was.
Oh, yeah. Because it was like, hey, Marvel acknowledges Daredevil for once.
He got his own Netflix series,
which I just finished season two of.
That's everything.
Yeah, that's everything.
That's everything.
Is it?
All right, take us home.
What?
Like, drive me to my house.
The most blank and just curious face, just as he turned and looked at you.
We have one question, courtesy of Colin, who just gave it to us at the beginning
courtesy?
Of the podcast.
Coitus.
Fuck you, I'm an English major.
Coitus.
No.
So when you're famous and we're not, the title of your memoir...
I'm not going to be famous.
You never know. The title of your memoir is going to be Fuck You, I'm an English major.
Absolutely.
That's
I'm disappointed if it's not.
And the second volume is going to be Fuck You, I'm still an English major.
I'm sorry, but I'm still an English major.
Sorry, that's it.
I like
Come
this.
Cover you.
Oh my
and then,
god.
And then the second guy was like, yeah, even more. Like, people would just be terrified to buy that. Like, whoa. Almost as scary as Russell Brand's autobiography. The face he has on it is fucking terrifying. He's just
what?
Like,
I want to look that up, man.
But our question is, what comic book character would you like to see get the treatment of making a video game, since there's a new Spider-Man and several new Batman games? New Batman games. Quote unquote. Air quotes.
Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo? I don't know Superman.
Oh my god, what if we got a game for Scooby Apocalypse?
Stop.
Continue.
I don't know. I don't read many comics, so I don't...
Yeah.
Moon Knight.
Honestly, I want to see something based off of The Wicked and the Divine. I think that would lend itself pretty well to a story-based game.
Something that probably will never happen, but I'd be hyped if it did, is if we got a game for Animal Man.
Animal
that
Man?
That would be
Animal
cool.
Animal
Man.
That'd
be
really cool.
Would it be like the more like horror-centered, like, of
The Animal Man that came out like a couple years ago? Or
the new 52 Animal Man?
Yes.
Yes.
Also,
I could see that working incredibly well.
See, I could go off on this. Daredevil deserves a game. Wonder Woman deserves a game. The first person Daredevil game is going to just be a black screen.
It's VR.
Daredevil VR.
The only action.
The blind experience.
The only action is go, Foggy, come here.
No, Foggy, guys.
Hey, Foggy. Wonder Woman deserved her own movie before Batman and Superman had the fucking crossover, in my opinion. But that's another thing.
I agree with that.
I think a good Aquaman game. I'd like to see Nightwing.
A good Aquaman game?
Like, are you saying Nightwing would Atlantis be really cool? Bad game.
Yeah.
How dare you say?
How dare you think it's a good
game? The Flash deserves a good
game. The Flash.
Yeah. But I'm gonna go. I had a really cool idea for like a squad-based shooter.
Squad.
You know, the Avengers was almost a first-person shooter.
It was in the style of Metroid Prime too.
Yeah,
which is really cool. But it was gonna be called Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. No tie into the average at best TV show, or as much as S.H.I.E.L.D. agents just hunting on Hydra agents, like a Rainbow Six style shooter set in the Marvel universe.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I figured that'd be like really cool. Wolverine deserves a big, big game, like the Arkham games. I mean, X-Men Origins game is better than the movie, but...
Yeah.
I think Deadpool should have a game.
Isn't that bad. It's not that bad. It's a solid $20 game.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Nolan North just killed it as Deadpool.
That's actually the best way to put it. It's a solid $20 game.
But I liked it. I genuinely did. And I'm not biased. Yeah.
I just don't think it's like my style of humor.
Yeah. No, that's why I don't like Deadpool too much.
Yeah.
But like I'll agree on the game thing because it's like it's fine.
Yeah.
Like I said, Wolverine deserves like I had another idea for a Wolverine game called Wolverine Legacy where he gets kidnapped by like Weapon X or something. Each part of the game is like him reliving all his memories.
Ooh, that's a very good
idea. He's fighting like all his greatest enemies and the big final boss is going to be Sabretooth. So
see,
I would try to reach him. I'm like, can I voice Sabretooth? And they'd be like, no. I'm like, well, fuck you.
What if like the beginning like intro level was like from like Wolf, like Origin,
like, yeah, him as a child,
yeah, and
which I reread that last night. And it's so sad. You see him as like a
one or two,
no, the first one. You see him as like a cute little kid, and he's like he has a puppy.
He's so sickly.
Stop. He's like a puppy, and then
this is a very like. Pretty unknown superhero, but I feel like Ragman could make a really good like Mega Man-esque style game because of his whole like concept of what his powers are.
Yeah. Mighty Number 10.
Mighty Number 10.
Featuring more self-referential humor in the commercial.
Good
lord. I don't know who Ragman is, but he sounds pretty cool.
I always thought of Ragman as like the Batman.
You know who I really want to see get their own video
game?
You're
thinking of someone else.
The Box Ghost.
I'm thinking of Ragdoll.
You're thinking of Ragman is this dude who basically, like, his entire outfit is just him covered in rags. And
is he green?
Some? Like, each rag is not necessarily all green. It depends on what you're looking at. But he fights bad guys, and of course, and whenever he defeats them, he turns them into a rag and wears it like on his body as like a trophy, and every power that they have, that when that rag is on him, he can use it.
So it's like Animorphs but for clothing.
Kinda. Cool. And
Animorphs.
Those covers
Animorphs
just,
but for clothing.
Those covers just freak me the fuck out.
You're not the only one.
Especially the like in between phase where they were like neither human nor animal.
Although I found a really funny one. It's Hank Hill turning into a propane tank.
Permission to call this episode Animorphs, but for clothing.
Go for
instead
it.
Boot squeens and teens.
But yeah, something cool.
So many characters in comics that deserve.
Oh yeah,
better like the same treatment Spider-Man and Batman. Yeah, Superman deserves a good game. Come on,
he does. Yeah. But it's so hard to make one.
No, it's not. Just take Budokai 3 story mode and put Superman in it.
Just take literally any non-shit Superman, anything.
Yeah,
are you talking about making it a fighting game?
You could make it a fighting
game. No, not a fighting game.
You could have Injustice 2, which is looking pretty fucking sick.
It is.
Gorilla Grodd's in
it.
That's
awesome.
Awesome.
But I'm talking about doing it like. if you wanted to do like Spider-Man-esque like open world sandbox,
you could totally do an open world Superman game. Have it be
really
fucking good.
You could,
But like, have it be an open world, like
the entire world, open galaxy.
I feel like there's still
fight Lobo. Push Lobo back to '90s. Where
I feel like there's still be like a ton of complaints of like, well, he can't go through this, he can't do that. And they're
the game developers will adapt it.
You have
from
to limit
version.
Something,
yeah.
Because Superman is so much everything that.
Yeah.
You know, you can't let him do everything Superman can do if you want to make a good game.
Then you can use a continuity
that's why
that
they
have to pass or something like that.
Yeah. See, my other thing is,
like
he's so overpowered.
Yeah. Like, you can't use old Superman because old Superman could think up new powers on the spot.
Yeah.
But yeah, you could just game design
so you got a comic book character. I mean, the new Ninja Turtles game actually adapts from the IDW series a lot.
Yeah.
And it's not very good. And like, I'm playing it, I'm like, how hard is it to take God of War's engine and put it into Ninja Turtles? Instead, it's cool, Bebop and Rocksteady.
It plays fine, but it's
super janky. I rented it from Redbox, and it was really hot out this one night, so I was like, man, I can't sleep, I want to beat Ninja Turtles and Mutants of Manhattan. 4 hours later, it's 4 a.m, I'm like, how was that game?
I did it.
But I was like, what the fuck are you still doing up? I'm like, I'm playing Ninja Turtles, Jeff.
It's too short and too repetitive to be $60.
No, it's 40.
Is it 40?
Yeah, no, it's 40 on past gen consoles, 50 on current gen.
Okay. Either way.
I mean, it's cool that they take cues from the IDW series, and I'm really happy to see that. But at the same time, they deserve a really good game, too. I mean, come on.
I said before,
like, I think like a very good Iron Man game. Like, you mentioned, like, Invincible Iron Man, but...
No one played it.
No, it dropped down to 40 for everything now.
Not surprised.
Yeah.
I think if you just, like, made a very good, like, kind of skill system, I feel like...
There's so much
you can do with Iron Man. There's so many, like, ways you can, like, configure your own, like, Iron Man suit.
Yeah.
What kind of style play you want to do, like, the way you want to attack missions. It has, like, the possibility to be so amazing, I think.
Speaking of amazing superhero stuff, I was playing Disney Infinity 3.0 for the first time. There's a thing called Marvel Battlegrounds. It's literally Power Stone with Marvel characters.
Really?
And I'm like, why wasn't this its own game? Because Power Stone's great. Anyway.
I remember there was a stage in Roblox where you could be Marvel characters. It's fun when, like, you go with, like, 3 friends online and just harass the children on Roblox. It's the best.
Children.
But it's great. Go into the Marvel world, just have everyone pick Spider-Man and just stick them to the ground. And then just shoot them until they're gone. It's the back.
The poor little
and they're kids, so they'll come and like go to you after shit talk and you can just keep killing them. It's hilarious.
Fuck. Alright. Cool. I feel like that draws our podcast episode to its close. You can find us at thelifecast.net, on Twitter at _the_lifecast. On Facebook at The Lifecast. And you can email us questions at contact@thelifecast.net. Now that I've successfully plugged everything we have.
A shameless plug.
It's not a plug if we're
that's
running
actually,
under
yeah,
the
that,
name.
That's actually a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Would it
be a shameless plug to mention Boston Comic Con?
I'm not sure about that yet. So
it's been a while.
I'll be
right?
shilling you guys, don't worry.
Okay, cool.
Regardless.
But yeah. So we'll see you next week on the Lifecast.
Cool.
All
right.
You'll hear us next
still
week.
Hear us. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for getting technical. Bye guys.
Yo,
bye.
Bye.
Bye.